Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by me and me alone. And Lundy is off here on this solo edition of the Feed 5 podcast. Let's not dilly-dally. Let's go ahead with tickets in hand and hop aboard the Hong Kong Plus bus on this Freaky Friday bet. Plus 100 odds or greater that I have my eye on in the world of the NBA. Now, this little guesswork, this line is not yet available at tape time, but yesterday in game one, which was a throttling issued by the Boston Celtics, this was at plus money on the over on just 5.5 points and rebounds. That is tied to a guy that you rarely talk about when discussing the C's. That is Sam Hauser, the former Virginia standout, a guy that I think is going to really step up and step out in this particular category. My friends at Rhythm, R-I-T-H-M-M, run by a bunch of MIT smarty pants. They do a tremendous job with their projections. This was their top play in game one of the NBA Finals because the hit rate has been astronomical here during the postseason. And I think it's going to hit again in game numero dos. Likely going to be at 5.5, maybe 6.5. It closed at plus 125 at a 5.5 line in game numero uno and game numero dos. Even if it goes up a hair to 6.5 and that plus money still applies in the over, I say sledgehammer the living daylights out of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A little bit of background on Hauser. He's only playing 14.7 minutes per game here this NBA postseason, but he's averaging 4.7 points per contest and 2.0 flat rebounds per game. So carry the one, do the math. That's 6.7 on average. Why the 5.5 line makes zero sense. A guy that 8-4, that's 8 points and 4 rebounds in game number one, could be more of the same. So whether 5.5 or 6.5, if it is a plus money on that over on Sunday's game two matchup in the NBA Finals, I say sledgehammer home, baby. The over on whatever number it is tied to Sam Hauser. All right, let's drop the puck and make some bucks here as well. I know jack nor squat about hockey. I'll be honest with you. I just learned who this guy was. And I think spelled it correctly. That's Alexander Sander, S-A-N-D-E-R, not Alexander Barkov, who plays for the Florida Panthers, of course, taking on the Edmonton Oilers. And the only thing I ever bet on in hockey is the over on songs, shots on goal. And I'm going to do it again with him at 2.5. And that is at a minus 105 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. So, you know, throwing a puck to my friends who like to make some bucks, is that's what Lundy usually does. So dip my toe in some very uncharted water, to say the least. But you look at Barkov, he has done this, or Barkov, if I can even pronounce it right, over 3 of his last 4 games. He had 7 shots in the lone regular season matchup they had against the Oilers this season. And he has done this 50% hit rate in the NHL postseason. So 9 times out of 18 games. So my attempt to put the biscuit in the basket, Barkov over 2.5 socks against the Oilers and the Stanley Cup Finals, minus 105 at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Friday edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's work in a little WNBA. And on this SJP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Simple two-legger around the same player, and that being Natasha Cloud of the Phoenix Mercury. She has taken on the Minnesota Lynx, and I like her to go for at least 4 rebounds, and I also like her to dish out at least 6 dimes. So 4 boards, 6 assists or more, minus 110. Very viable there at BetMGM. Why? Well, you look at the matchup. The Lynx have allowed the most opponent rebounds per game in the W so far this season at 36.1. However, they have given up just 2nd fewest assists per game at 18.3 in the league. Still, Cloud faced them back on May 31st. What you have in that game? Well, she had 6 rebounds and 7 assists. So got over that threshold relative ease despite the unfavorable matchup. In fact, she has done this in 5 of 9 games, 9 times this year. So to recap, SGP, Natasha Cloud, 4 or more rebounds. Natasha Cloud, 6 or more assists against the Lynx. Minus 110 at BetMGM. Yeah, let's sit on Cloud number 9. Numero Cuatro here on the Feed a 5 podcast. Let's go ahead and throw a yard sale and make a whole lot of money, hopefully, in the process on the left-handed extraordinaire, the Atlanta Braves, coming off his worst start of the season against the Oakland. What are they, C pluses? They were certainly A's in that game. That's Chris Sale of the Atlanta Braves. I'm going to go into the alt market here. And I'm going to take the over on 6.5 strikeouts. So will he get 7 or more strikeouts tonight against the Washington Nationals? Even Steven Juice, little baby, is seduced by the juice here, plus 100 at DraftKings. And I think this is highly achievable. Yes, Washington has been near the bottom of the barrel in K percentage overall this season. In fact, the last couple of weeks, number 21 in that category, punching out just 21.3% of the plate appearances. But what's key is against LHPs this season, that number climbs significantly. Number 14 in strikeout rate against Portsiders this season. You look at Sale, 10.91 K per 9 on the air, and even higher in road matchups, 11.47. He has gone for at least 7 strikeouts in 8 starts this season. So he's sitting at a very high rate on the 7 strikeout prop. And again, given the struggles of the Nats against LHPs, I think this is entirely achievable. So Chris Sale, 7 or more strikeouts against the Nats, plus 100 at DraftKings. Punch him out, Sale. Numero tres here on the Feed 5 Friday edition of the Countdown. Let's go to a monster matchup in Major League Baseball. We got the Dodgers taking on the New York Yankees, and the Yankees are freaking out right now because of tape time. They're waiting on imaging results with the tender forearm of Juan Soto, who left the matchup last night early during the rain delay, did not return. So his status very much up in the air. Doubt he's going to be, and if he gets a clean bill of health, he doubt very much he'll be in the lineup tonight. But I think Yoshi Yamamoto of the LA Dodgers is still going to hit the over 1.5 walks against the Bronx Bombers at a minus 120 juice there at BetMGM. Honestly, I thought this number was going to be like minus 150, minus 160, maybe even a 2.5. You look at Yamamoto, only 1.94 walks per 9 mark overall this season. But away from SoCal, that number skyrockets. 2.93 base on balls per 9 is what he has averaged. He has gone over 1.5 only 4 times in 12 starts, but this is the worst matchup possible for somebody that occasionally comes out a little uncontrolled. The Yankees, a numero uno and base on balls percentage the last couple of weeks, earned that free pass 11.1%. of their plate appearances. You got some dude named Aaron Judge. I think there is going to be at least a walk that he will draw. Maybe Anthony Rizzo, maybe Gleyber Torres, maybe Volpe. Somebody else will draw a free pass. And I think the over cashes on Yosh Yamamoto. 1.5 base on balls in New York at a minus 120 juice at BetMGM. Those bets are on my free and always accessible spreadsheet, along with all my other Major League Baseball action. We're going to get to some more here in a minute at thegamingjuice.com. Sign up for a free account today. We're covering everything. You want a pick of the Belmont Stakes? Nate Jacobson has it. You want some more action in the French Open? Joe Lago, our EIC, has been churning out all kinds of content around it. How about Caitlin Clark tonight for the FIBA? Ben Wittenstein's got a selection in that matchup as well. We're covering Major League Baseball every single day. I'm rolling out team previews in the NFL, fantasy values, season-long player props, over-under leans on team wins. Get it all right now, absolutely free at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe. Numero dos here on the Feed 5 Countdown. Let's work in a hitter prop. And one of my favorite on the board, and a guy that is spewing liquid hot magma right now at the dish, and that is Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians. Give me the over 1.5 total bags in Miami against the Marlins, plus 105. A little bit shocking. This is a plus money. And I pulled this one from DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at what Jose Ramirez has done here of late. A guy that's got over 1.5 total bases in 5 of his last 8 games. His last 15 games, he's just batting .366 with a 1,299 OPS. Again, the guy is breathing fire, and that is something he has done consistently against left-handed pitchers this season. .333 batting average against southpaws with a 1,006 OPS on the year. He's got a C1 in Ryan Weathers. Weathers been pitching better of late here for Miami, but Ramirez does have a history. I know it's a small sample size, but he is 2-for-2 lifetime with a double against Weathers. So given that little sense of familiarity there, matched with the success rate against LHPs overall this season, matched with how damn hot he has been the last 15 days, I say the over hits on Jose Ramirez. Roll that R. 1.5 total bases in SoFly plus 105 at DraftKings. Numero uno here on a rapid fire edition of the Feed 5 podcast on this Friday. Let's work in some more plus money, shall we? You know, I always get seduced by the juice. And this one, yeah, a little baby shoulder roll, but still a plus money. Logan Webb giving the over on 18.5 outs on the road in Tejas, taking on the Rangers in Arlington. It's plus 110 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. What I love about Webb is, A, I'm not an arachnophobe, so, spiders don't scare me. He certainly does not. And the spidey senses are tingling in all the wrong places. Every time I see plus main attached, they over on outs of them because he works deep into stinking games. Let me get the evidence to back it up. He has gone over this in 7-13 starts this season, 2 of his last 4 road games. Now, I understand if you look at the splits, he's been much better at home compared to away. 4.34 road ERA, well south of 2 in that category in the Bay Area, but still a quite respectable 3.17 strikeout to walk split on the road this season. And again, he's hitting at an over 50% rate on this particular prop. Texas, they've been just average, middle, May. And WRC plus here last couple of weeks, number 18 in that category. They've averaged 4.5 runs per game. That's respectable, their last 10 contests. But they've just been kind of dawdling for much of the season. They run a little bit hot at times and really cool off. And that's why they're firmly in the middle in weighted runs created in that ranking. So, Logan Webb, will you go 6 1/3 innings tonight? I say, hails to the yes, you will. Give me the over 18.5 outs on the road against the Rangers, plus 110 at DraftKings, my number one play on this Friday. Fade or follow, of course, that is up to you. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time. Versus Ralph, the team Huevos parlay play of the day. And let's go to the Luge, shall we, and raise a Budweiser or 3 on the St. Louis Cardinals. They lost game 1 inexplicably, the Colorado Rockies, in that series, but I think they're going to exact their revenge tonight along the banks of the mighty Mississippi. Leg numero uno, give me St. Louis on the money line. Leg numero dos, give me Lance Lynn. I need 1 or more free passes. And leg numero tres, give me Mason Wynn. Hopefully he's going to be batting leadoff tonight to log a hit. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, plus 142 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background here on each leg. The Cardinals, number 8 in WRC plus here last couple of weeks, have really come alive offensively, particularly Paul Goldschmidt. Nolan Arenado's had a couple of home run cracks as well at home this season, respect number 12 in WRC plus. Colorado, generally speaking, is lousy away from Denver, number 28 this season, WRC plus on the road, where they have an unsightly 9-23 record. That includes the win that they scored last night. Meanwhile, you look at Lance Lynn. One or more free passes. He's done this 11-12 starts. He's averaging 3.86 walks per 9 in home matchups this year. Colorado, interestingly, number 8 in Major League Baseball and walks percentage last couple of weeks at 8.9% of their plate appearances. I think he issues at least 1 ball 4. And then Mason Wynn, I need a hit. A guy that really cleans up against left-handed pitchers. He's got to be seeing Austin Gomber. He's got an 819 OPS against southpaws this season. Over his last 15 days, he's batting a ridiculous 366 at home this season. Quite respectable, 289 batting average. No, Gomber's been much better on the road than he is at home there in the Thanier Coors Field. Just a 3.00 ERA away from the Rockies. But Wynn has slapped a hit in 19 of his last 21 games. So to recap the team Chivas parlay play of the day in Major League Baseball: St. Louis moneyline, Lance Lynn one or more walks, Mason Wynn for the win, hopefully to get ahead, plus 142. Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, Bonus time. Let's get another wager on the board that I'm really digging here. Single action event, Aaron Judge, I need a walk. Just one. And believe it or not, this is minus 120. That is it. Normally, this prop lands at like minus 140 to minus 160. So minus 120 to me is a great value for him to earn that free pass. All we need is one. Taking on Yoshi Yamamoto. Already mentioned Yamamoto giving up a ton of walks on the road, 2.93 compared to home in that base on balls per nine mark. And you look at Judge, the hottest hitter in the known galaxy here the last about month. He's got an 18.2% base on balls rate on the year. But at home, that number jacks up to 23.8. He has earned a walk in five straight games. And last night, another example, oftentimes it's multiple walks in a game. All we need is one stinking ball four. Take your base, son, and we cash in on Aaron Judge over that half a walk at a minus 120 juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, Yadi Diaz, give the over 1.5 total bags against the Baltimore Orioles. Of course, Diaz plays for the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a minus 110 juice, so not the sexiest in the world, but Diaz has done this in two of his last three games, really starting to swing a hotter bat here of late. He's got a decent history as well against Cole Irvin, who is going to be on the mound for the O's. He's 4-12 lifetime with a double. And you look at Irvin, much higher road ERA at 3.38 compared at home. Still respectable, again, in that category, but if you couple that with a 40.1% hard hit rate, Diaz could slap one into a gap, round first, take second, and we cash in on the over 1.5 total bases. And last and certainly not least, I'm actually going to go against my Cubbies. They're on the road in the land of disgusting chili, that is Cincinnati. But I do like Nick Lodolo of the Reds. Do it for Mr. Redlegs and that marvelous mustache on the over 17.5 outs at a minus 110 juice. Lodolo just faced the Cubs back on June 2nd. What did he do in that game? Six innings. That's 18 outs. That's exactly what we need to cash in. He's gotten the over on this in three of his last five starts. He's got a decent 3.74 home ERA, but most importantly, a 3.80 strikeout to walk split. So really don't pile up the pitches and work too deep in accounts. The Cubs swinging a bat better here of late. They are number 13 WRC plus. They're just now starting to heat up. And a lot of that is due to the fact they face the White Sox in back-to-back games and just miraculous comebacks in both of those affairs. They played 57 last 12 games. I think Lodolo is nasty. He's got some incredible stuff overall. He's not striking out a whole lot of people. And that, again, that's good news. Not walking a ton either. So as a result, I think he will go six innings, much like Hunter Green did last night. And it's just minus 110 on that over 17.5 outs. All right, I'm out of breath and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do me a flavor, por favor. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevo. Sign up for the gamingjuice.com right now. Luddy's got all his free hockey content there. We got others contributing in that sport. We got horse racing. We got WNBA. We got MLB. We got NFL preview content already posted every single day. It's something brand stinking new. And don't pay a penny Sign up today for an account at thegamingjuice.com. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Peace.